time to awaken to your ultimate potential.
It's exciting to be joining you on our third season of the Live Greatly podcast. In case you're new to the show, I'm Crystal Bauer, a wellness expert on a mission to help you thrive personally and professionally. If you're ready to thrive, I invite you to subscribe and follow season three, because each week I'm sharing conversations with incredible individuals about life, wellness, and success. Welcome to the Live Greatly podcast. On today's episode of 2 Minutes of Motivation, I'm going to be sharing three easy ways to add in more self-care to your day for more relaxation. I chatted this week with Catherine Duvall on the show. She's the spa director at Aqualina Resort, and we talked a lot about massage and sound therapy and more. So I want to dive a little deeper into this topic today. The first thing that you can think about when you're looking to add in more self-care are, what are some small rituals that you can incorporate in a short amount of time that can help you feel relaxed? Catherine shared in the episode that she uses a neck pillow every day when she gets home from work, which she puts in the microwave to heat up for a short period of time per the instructions, and she uses that around her neck to relax her muscles. So think about, what's a small little ritual that you can do, maybe after you've been working or after a day spent running around, when you come home, to help you de-stress? It could be doing a neck pillow. It could be soaking your feet in an aromatherapy bath. It could be having a cup of tea and just putting your feet up for a moment, or reading a book that you enjoy for a few minutes. So think about, what's something you can add to your day on a regular basis to help you feel good. Now, the second thing that you can do to help add in more self-care is to take time to stretch. So if you've been active throughout the day, or even if you're sitting in a chair throughout the day, you're going to get tight muscles. Your shoulders can get tight, your neck can get tight. So take some time to stretch and to allow yourself to relax and release that tension. Now, the third thing that you can do is to add in something soothing and nourishing for yourself in the evening to help prepare the space for when you go to bed. Maybe that's having a bath with some bath salts, or listening to some soothing music. Think about what makes you feel good and add that into the evening so that you can relax and get ready for a great night's sleep. Again, these three things are: one, find a little ritual that can make you feel relaxed when you're finishing up the day. Number two, add in stretching. And number three, add in a soothing evening ritual. I hope that this helps you. And until next time, this is Crystal Bauer with Live Greatly, inspiring you to awaken your ultimate potential. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. I absolutely loved sharing these insights with you. If you have a moment, I would greatly appreciate you leaving a review about what you loved about this episode. Leaving reviews helps this show gain visibility so those who can benefit from it can gain access to it. Thank you so much for your support. And until next time, this is Crystal Bauer with Live Greatly, inspiring you to awaken your ultimate potential. Now for a quick disclaimer, all of the information and views shared on the Live Greatly podcast are purely the opinions of the authors. They are not medical advice or treatment recommendations. The contents of this podcast are intended for informational and educational purposes only. Always seek the guidance of your physician or qualified health professional for any recommendations specific to you, or for any questions you have regarding your specific health, your sleep patterns, changes to diet and exercise, or any medical conditions.